Hey guys, this is Jordan Adler here on the Talkcast podcast. Let's talk about our guest. He is a radio personality, a podcaster, a dad, and he runs his own internet radio show and music festival to help indie artists and bands worldwide from Nashville, Tennessee. I have known this cat man for about 6 years or so. So sit back and relax. Enjoy this show. We chat about his new life, his new normal, his new co-host, his new show, his music festival, about him being a dad. It all goes down in this podcast. So sit back and relax. And let's talk to Josh Ayers from Nashville, Tennessee.
You're listening to the Talkcast podcast
with Jordan Adler. That's me.
It starts right now on your favorite podcast network.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Talkcast podcast. I am Jordan Adler here with you today, and this is episode 18, I believe. Yes, or 17. One of those two. And we got a good interview conversation for you today. We're talking to Josh Ayers, who is the owner of Airwaves Media, and he's the host of the Josh Ayers Show and all that in Nashville, Tennessee. So we're going to talk to him about that. He's like the king of indie radio, and we're going to talk to him about all that and more here on the Talkcast podcast. So like, comment, and subscribe. And make sure to rate us 5 stars in your Apple Podcast Network, or go to anchor.fm/talkcast to find where you can listen to that and more. And let me bring on Josh. What's up, Josh?
Hey, Jordan, man. How you doing, brother?
Doing pretty good.
Awesome, man. Yeah, I'm excited to be here, dude. That's what we were saying before the show. It's been way too long, and I'm really pumped to jump back into it, and I'm so excited to see you grow your empire.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy how everything is just going so good.
Oh, dude, it's all coming together, man, on this end, too, with the Airwaves Underground getting fired back up. And you said the Josh Ayers Show in the intro, but we're done with that one because we got too inappropriate. Too many people with we had too many people coming around running, streaking through the studio, and it was like, okay, we gotta reel this one in. Life's getting too hard and heavy. But we got the Airwaves Underground getting ready to come back out.
Okay, that's good.
Really, really excited about that, and I can't wait to start sending y'all and stuff. Yeah, man, it'd be bonkers.
Let's get a moment of silence for the Josh Ayers Show.
Yeah.
Okay, we are good. RIP. Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, man. So what's new with you?
Yeah, you know, same old, trying to survive this thing called life, and, you know, trying to be a positive impact to my listeners and bring it on kick-ass people to share their stories and all this stuff, and it's growing each day, like to a point where someone made me a wiki page, like an ultimate pop culture wiki page. I was searching my name on Google, and then all of a sudden, I came across this ultimate pop culture wiki page. And I'm like, what the heck is this? So I click on it. It said Jordan Adler, DJ J-Man on it. So, okay, that's cool. It has, like, my personality. It has, like, it has my all this personal stuff about me. It has all my my YouTube videos. It has a lot of this Artist Insider talk show that I started this year. So it has all that on there. It has my Jordan's Life video thing. It has my whole career, like, organized on this one page. And I can't believe someone took the time to organize my whole career for me.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Well, they don't have the radio stuff on there yet, or my gaming stuff, but I guess they'll work on it, whoever it is.
Yeah, baby stuff. Yeah, man. No, I mean, you're doing some cool things. You said you're up to, what, 11,000 listeners now?
Yeah, 11.5. Yeah.
That's amazing, man.
That's like
congratulations. That's
thanks,
huge
man.
Milestone.
Like, that's like worldwide, and that's like a whole big comparison to what I was getting, like, on J-Man Radio. Like, that's a big milestone for sure.
No, dude, that's so awesome, man. I mean, congratulations. That's a huge feat. Like, that's killer, bro.
Yeah. So, what made you start the show back up?
The love of it. You know, it's my favorite thing to do. So I've worked in the music industry since like in the year 2000, 2001, when I first started working in recording studios. I started Josh's Underground, before it became Airwaves, it was the Josh Air Show and Josh's Underground, which you might remember some of those, but I started all that back in 2012.
Yeah.
And, I just did it for so long and grew it into the Airwaves Music Festival and the stress and the life, and, you know, having kids and stuff. It was just like, oh my God, my stress levels were way too high. But I just did a life check and said, yo, dude, pull it back. Take a break, you know, enjoy being a dad in your life a little bit and go for a hike or something. And, you know, that took some chill time. And now that I took some chill time, I'm like, dude, I really miss doing that stuff. Like, I did a couple small concerts this summer just to see if I would enjoy doing it again. Had like Zach Joseph come out and just played in my yard. And like Dark Water Drift Project come out for a concert. And we just put them in the yard and had people show up, and as I was doing it, I was like, okay, you know, I miss doing this a little bit. I could get into doing it some more. And then while I'm just out on the hill watching Zach Joseph play, I was like, man, it would be awesome to be recording this and share it with the world. And it was in that moment, go, yeah, it's time to do it again. You miss it, the passion of it. So we're going to move into a new studio, and we're going to fire it back up. And, I can't drop any names, but I've already got a few names that some people you'd probably be familiar with. That are going to come and be on the first series of the new show. So it's going to be wicked awesome, dude. And it's I can't wait.
Nice.
Needed a break, and now I'm pumped to get back into it. And I've got that fire, that energy again. You know, you do something for so long, and that flame, it'll
burn out,
burn you down.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I've got it again. It's rekindled, and I'm pumped to do it. And we'll see. Last time I ran the show for 7 years. You know, I was excited. Last year of it, I was kind of burnt out. You can tell from some of those later episodes and stuff. I just wasn't into it. But, you know, we'll see if we can make another 7-year run of it, or a 5-6 year run of it. See how we feel, reassess our life, and go, cool, what do you want to do now?
And, you still got Dan with you?
No. Rocket Man has moved on. It's,
wow.
So we've got two new co-hosts, two ladies.
Ooh.
Yeah, and,
a big upgrade. Wife, just kidding.
One's my wife, Michelle. She used to come on the Josh Air Show from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
Hang out with us and do some funny skits and stuff. And then we got this new young lady. I call her Shables, but her name's Cheyenne. Cheyenne Leonardo. She's from Tennessee. Lived over in Germany for a long time. I believe I was a teacher in Germany,
cool.
And then she'd come out to the States, and we were hanging out, and she knew my wife and come over to hang out, and she brought a case of White Claw, and we just got talking, and her and the wife had some White Claw, and I had some beers, because, you know, man, and we got talking, and next thing I know, man, our banter was so good, and I was like, yo, if we threw some mics in front of us, you know, this could be the show, and instead of me going out and trying to find somebody else that might be down, like, it could be better if it's just us just ranting, and we all agreed to it, signed on, and it's gonna rock socks, man.
Nice.
Be different than Rocket Man. He's gone, but he's down. He got married, and he's chilling. He's living his life. I think that dude's got to be 70 something now.
He got married. And that just blows on mine.
No, man, what are you doing? You're free.
He was free.
But yeah, he's doing good. And we got, dude, I'm telling you, it's going to be fun this time around. Like, we're not going to do a bunch of, like, the Josh Air Show, we did all those stupid skits and stuff that were funny, but we're not going to do any of that. We're going to strip it down, make it more about, like, just the music, the love of it, the art, the community. We're going to kind of, and then you know me, like, I can't do just one thing for too long without changing it all up, or I go insane. So, who knows what I don't really know. We're going to wing it. It'll be fun. So
yeah, that's...
I had the studio, had the gear, might as well just turn it on and use it.
Yeah, might as well. Like, I got rid of my radio board that I had for a long time that I wasn't even using, and someone got that off of me. this radio guy that I went to school with, he got it from me, so I got that out. And I'm stuck with this whole like CD case of all these retro CDs that someone just left at my house. Like I asked them if they wanted it back, and they never responded, and it's been like 2 years. So I'm like, I guess I'm stuck with it.
Yeah. But,
you know, it has some really good, CDs in there.
CDs? What are those?
Yeah. Like, everything is all digital at this point, but.
I was accessing kind of the catalog just for shits and giggles, and I was like, man, I own way too many albums and CDs and everything, just too much. I was like, I need to convert it all into the digital world and just put everything else in boxes.
Yeah, that's
but
how I am.
Who knows?
Yeah, me and your like work, and you and my work ethic is a little bit similar, because you know, when I get sick of something, I like to change it up too. And with this podcast, I have kept it. I have kept the name of it. I kept the positive aspect of it, and the raw and authentic and genuine side of it, and have like positive people on with me. And it's getting more raw than ever. Like, I was on a radio station, and the manager of that radio station said that my personality was way too raw for his station. He just let me go. And I'm like, okay.
Tell me this, how did you get into radio? Like, how did you start off in it?
I started off I started off, I didn't think I would actually get into it, because, before anyone knew who I was pretending to be a DJ. Like, on this little table with iTunes on, I was pretending to be a DJ, you know, talking about the songs and playing the songs. And then I said, it'd be cool to be an actual radio DJ one day. And then in 2011-ish, my teacher tells me that I can go to EVIT, which is a tech school here in Arizona, where I studied radio broadcasting at for 2.5 years. And so I did just that. I got college credit. I went to summer school, and then I had my own morning show with my co-host, Grant Norwill, who is not even doing radio anymore. He's just doing like nursing stuff, which is pretty cool. But yeah, me and him got along so well. He had like this Asperger's disease, so he would walk out of the studio for no reason. I would have to go find him in this dark room. But other than that, like, we got along so well. I've been doing it for like 10 years, over like, it'd be 10 years. It'd be 11 years next year. And
nice.
It's crazy. Like, I was counting all the stations that I've been on. I've been on 17 different stations past 10 years. Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, but it's making a point where I'm becoming a pop culture icon, I guess.
There you go.
So that's pretty cool. I didn't think my shit was pop culture-ish, but I guess it is.
Yeah, I can see that. I watch all the shows, especially back when you're interviewing, you know, musicians and stuff. You did have a lot of the, and maybe it's just your thing and you just attract them, but I did notice that you always brought on a bunch of young pretty girls. And I was like, oh boy,
yeah.
Jordan getting in trouble, man. You keep bringing pretty women around, so you're in trouble.
Well, yeah, well, at one point it did get me in trouble at one point, but you know, I'm still doing it either or.
Yeah,
it's not gonna stop me. Like,
you know what works.
Like I always say, like I always say now, like, someone can steal my identity, but they can't steal my personality or my heart. So that's it.
Take them down. It's gonna be all these girls that are hacking your Instagram. You know, if they do that, they should at least do pictures of themselves and post it up there. Some,
yeah, that way, at least.
You know, the joke is funny. We were talking about that earlier, and you're talking about on your birthday every year somebody hacks your Instagram. And
yeah.
I remember on my birthday every year. So there's a guy, he's the singer-songwriter for Supernatural Disaster, an old buddy, played a lot of music, one of the best songwriters I know, and his name's Steve. And what we do is every year on my birthday, we call him super late at night, and if you ever watched Toy Story, and we don't even know why he did this, mm-hmm. Well, not me and my wife, I guess, this is probably 15 years ago, we just got wasted, and so who can we prank call? And we called him, and it became a year tradition. It's just like, Steven, there's a snake in my boots. And then we just hang up the phone. And it's just what we do. And every year he answers, hello? And then we do it and hang up. And we'll call him next year. And we'll keep it up. It'll be the running joke till the end of the time. Eventually he'll figure it out.
So that is that's funny. And then that's a funny joke.
Yeah. And it's a good one. It's run for a while. And that, you know what? We just sat around and we had way too much to drink, and we probably smoked a little too much reefer at the time at that point in our lives. And just said, this will be funny. And then we did it. And it was the dumbest thing ever. But for some reason, we can't help but crack up every time we do it, and makes us laugh for like the giggles for 30 minutes. It's like, we got him again.
Dang.
Oh, good old pranks.
Yeah, no kidding. That's. I've done a few like prank calls in my day, but nothing that crazy.
Yeah, we used to pull pranks on people all the time, girl. It was kind of just, I don't know. We grew up, me and I got a bunch of brothers and a bunch of old buddies, but we grew up in the original Jackass days when those came out.
Yeah.
We were just always pulling pranks on everybody and just doing stupid shit. And man, it was so much fun. Of course, now that I'm almost 40, I look at it like, oh God, can you believe all the stupid shit we used to do?
Yeah, it's crazy how life just goes, you know, without you.
Yeah, you just get more educated, get older, and go, man, I should have never jumped off the top of that building. Like, what was I thinking? Like, oh, you're old to be 15 again. Now I look at it and go, man, if I see my son doing something like that, I'm going to beat his ass out of principal for being so stupid, and then go, yeah, I used to do it too. Look
how's,
how dumb I am today. Like,
yeah, how's the dad life going?
Oh, dude, I love it. I don't know. Like, I just, I got the son, he's 5, and the daughter, who's 3. My son is, you know, you see yourself and your kids. And, like, I see what he's doing now. Like, I gotcha. I get it. My daughter, she's a wrecking ball of madness. My son, he's sweet. He's sensitive. He's quiet, you know. He's polite. My daughter is going to be the death of me. I'm pretty sure.
Already.
But she already got me wrapped around, man. Like, she'd just walk up. She'd look at me and go, please, Daddy. And give me a big hug and a kiss. And I'm like, all right, whatever you want. You got it. Here's $100. You're 3. What are you going to do with it?
That's her way.
Yeah, but I love being a dad. Like, I love the family life. It's kind of, it fits me well.
Oh, that's good. So, how are you guys surviving this coronavirus stuff?
We're doing all right. We're at, I know we're in Tennessee, and it's like the worst state in the U.S. And
well, we was worse for a while.
Yeah, but where we are, we're not really around anybody. You know, we got a little bit of land and we hide out on it a lot. I got really sick back around Father's Day, and I went to the doctor and they're like, oh, you just got some kind of respiratory infection. And I couldn't quit coughing for 2 weeks. I ached, I hurt, didn't want to eat, didn't want to move. I was like, I think I got it. They kept telling me I didn't, but I was like, yo, shoot, I ain't never felt like this before.
Yeah, I got to that point too. Like last year, I felt like I had no energy to do anything, and I wasn't coughing or anything, but I felt like I had no energy to do anything at all. And my doctor's like, you need to go get tested. So okay, so I went to go test it, and it wasn't positive. So that's good. But
yeah, tell you, like I'm a strong believer in like vitamins and exercise. Like I'm not. Very healthy, but I'm a fairly healthy dude. Like I exercise, you know, I run, do the push-ups, sit-ups, and all that, but I take my vitamins like crazy, man, and I'm all about vitamins.
Yeah.
I felt like, you know, like, I feel pretty secure, and like, yeah, you know what, my system is fairly good, you know, I do what needs to be done to keep myself up and moving. I'm a strong advocate for, hey, yo, eat healthy, take your vitamins, you know, get a little exercise, and you'll fight off a lot of the evils.
Yeah, you just gotta eat well and eat vegetables and fruits and stay away from all the bad stuff. I mean, it's hard as a human being, but we just gotta do it.
Oh man, it's so easy, and I hate myself for it too. But like the cheese, oh man, and like Reese's Pieces, oh
yeah.
Dude, like I'm just like, I gotta have it, so I don't keep it around. I'm like, yeah, if I have it around, I'm gonna eat every single bit of it. But I know, you know, as long as you know, and you're like, hey, yo, don't, it's not in the house with me, I'm not gonna do it. But man, if it's there, I'm gonna crunch and knock it down.
I eat my Skittles like crazy, only like once a week, but not like every day, so that's good.
And okay, the worst thing for me is a Chick-fil-A, man.
So that'll do it.
There's a Chick-fil-A 1 mile down the road, and I can mobile app it, and it's like, cool, I don't even go to the drive, plug in the parking spot, boom, I'm here, and they got it out to me. So I've done really bad because I've been eating so much of that greasy chicken lately, but by God, is it so good. Oh, man.
Yeah, no.
And that's the one thing kicking me in the face. Like, if there wasn't a Chick-fil-A around, I'd be so healthy because I wouldn't eat anything but salads. But, man, spicy chicken sandwich with waffle fries, boom, I'm down, isn't it? And then I have to do it like 3 times a day because it's just a mile down the road. I don't really do it like that, but man, I want to. It's so good. And then the beer. I'll tell you, that's my big grudge. Beer.
Beer, yeah.
I'm not an alcoholic by any means, but man, if I'm somewhere and they got like not your normal, you know, light breweries and stuff, but they got a good beer, and I see it, I can't not have it. And it doesn't matter if it's 10 a.m. in the morning. I'm like, yeah, I need to have that because it's going to be tasty and cold and refreshing and yeah, I love some beer.
So, yeah, that was all you, like, back in the day. You like just beers and boobs and, you know, girls and all this stuff.
Yeah, with the beers, I'll tell you, man, like, that was the one thing I was able to get on, like, the radio show. It was like, okay, cool, these beer people will they want to support the show. So I'd always get those funky little small breweries that wanted to support, like, the independent music shows and stuff like that. So I got really, really lucky that I love beer and all these people would hook me up with these awesome beers.
Wow.
But, yeah, most of the shows, yeah, we didn't start a show till me and Rocket Man always had a couple beers before every show. And we've had a couple shows that we had to cut early and just play music because we had too many beers. but that was the joy of, you know, running the show. Like, okay, we can do this.
Yeah.
And it was at that point when the show started, it wasn't as fun to me. I know it's like when we were drinking more, yeah, it's great to have good beers, but we were drinking more on the show because it was like, it was getting boring. It was getting repetitive. It was like, okay, let's drink 5 beers today and see what we talk about and fun. And then it was like 8 beers. And then next thing you know, me and him killed 24 beers. And it's like, oh man, we need to slow down.
Yeah.
Back in the day, back before my liver, you know, griped at me every couple weeks.
Yeah. At least my liver is doing good now and don't have to worry about that. If I can deal with this bladder issue, I'll be good to go. Man.
Yeah, dude, I hate to hear that, man. I hope you get that over that quick.
Yeah, me too. Like, it sucks.
Yeah, like, I'm not bragging or anything, but I can pee like a racehorse at any minute.
My mom can, too. Like, my mom can pee like a racehorse. I used to be able to pee like a racehorse, and now I can barely pee. Like, dang.
Yeah, I'm close to that age, too, where it's going to be like, all right, we got to stand here for a minute. Shake the leg. Come on, pee. You ever go to, like, I don't know if you've ever been, like, when I go to, like, public bathrooms and stuff like that, and the urinals are right beside each other, and I went to the Tennessee football game. This weekend, and I go 10, there's like 38 of us standing there. I'm just like, ah, it's too much pressure. I haven't had enough beer yet for it just to flow. And I'm like, come on, just pee. Come on, guys. What are you doing down there? Hey, big fella. Yeah, I see you. Go ahead. You can do it. Just do it. Come on. Just a little tinkle. Let's have a tinkle tantrum. Come on. We can do it. Come on, big guy. And then I look over, and the people standing next to him are looking at me like, dude, stop talking to your thing. I heard that. I thought my inside voice came out.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I have been through that too. Like I have a hard time peeing like in public places. Like I don't know what's with public bathrooms, but I can't go in public. Like I have
to. It's like the chickens, man. Like for some reason, if you, it doesn't matter who you are, you, me, that redheaded chick down the street there. Like if you go to poop in a public bathroom, it is never going to pinch off clean. Never. You're always going to have to do another wipe. You're like, ha-ha, another one, ha-ha. And then your butthole starts bleeding. You're like, ha-ha. that's the public. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter. It's like your butthole knows, like,
This is not home. This is not home.
Let's keep them on the Newcastle for a minute. Yeah, that's terrible. Like, I always hate it. Like, if you have one pinch off clean and you're in a public restroom, you need to document it. And I'm not one for sharing everything, but if that ever happens, you're going to see an Instagram post that says, clean pinch. And it's just going to be a picture of a toilet bowl.
Dang.
I tell you this, how about this? You ever see the people that do, like, selfies in the bathroom with a toilet behind them?
Yeah.
Like, come on, man, get out from in front of the toilet. And that's one of the favorite things that my wife and I do is anytime we catch that on social media, we have to screenshot it. And we have, like, a folder of all these random people that decide to take, like, and it's always girls trying to look all sexy and slutty and stuff. And they, like, take that picture and they don't realize that there's a toilet right behind them. And we're all like, oh, man, you're turning into a dumpster. But, yeah.
Now they always do those mirror selfies in the bathroom.
Yeah, these kids today. The good old fashioned, like when I was younger, we had disposable cameras that we wanted to send inappropriate pictures. We had to wait a week before we could actually even put it in somebody's mailbox.
Hmm. Dang.
It was hard times. Hard times back in 2003.
Yeah, no kidding. I want to know.
What else is going on with you, man?
Huh?
Can I say, what else is going on with you?
Well, I've been single for over a year. So the dating life hasn't been that good. Like, I had a girl cheat on me last year.
Yeah.
All that stuff, but yeah, it is what it is. I'm still trying to up my little, like, flirt game, trying to get better at flirting.
Yeah, that's like it all that, man. Like, hey, I've been married for so long, and I've been with my wife now for 13, 14 years, but, like, I don't even know. I was so happy yesterday. I'll tell you this funny story. So, one of my wife's best friends getting married. She's gonna be the matron of honor or whatever. So they go to try on dresses or whatever, and I drop her off, and I'm like, "Well, just call me when you're done. I'll go down here and find a football game or something and watch it." So I go to a bar restaurant, and I'm sitting there, and this chick sits down and just starts flirting with me like crazy, like the dumbest, like hitting me with these line left line, and I'm so out of it. Like I'm just in conversation. I'm just rolling because I have the gift of gab. It's all too much, and I know I'm paying people's ass because I don't shut up. I'm sorry. And so she's hitting on me. Well, I'm so stoked about it. Like, I go out and call my wife and I'm like, yo, I got this big broad sitting at the bar. She's hitting on me. And my wife, see, you still got it.
Still got it.
All right. but that never happens, man. But yeah, I have no game. I did never have game. I'm lucky that somehow I tricked my wife into, like, going on a date with me, and for some reason she never left. So I just got lucky, man.
And now you got kids?
Yeah, I got the whole family thing. I'm the old school 1950s American dream. You know, husband, wife, son, daughter, boom. You know.
But, have you always lived in Nashville?
No, brother. I've been all over the place. I lived in South Carolina, is where I grew up, in East Tennessee. Nashville. I lived down in Savannah, Georgia, right next to Tidy Island for about 3 years. I've been around, man. Wow. I've hung out mostly in the southeastern part of the United States. You know, traveled out west and stuff like that, but never lived there.
Wow. How did you get into radio? I never known this.
Oh, dude. So, this is kind of a long story, but I'll shorten it up. I'll give you the Cliff Note version.
Okay.
And so, I worked in recording studios. I started just jamming in them. Met a guy. He's like, hey, come down, and I'll give you a job. And I was like, I showed up. And he's like, oh, shit, you showed up. So, he helped me up with a job, like doing live sound for, you know, country artists and stuff like that. Economy crashes. Everything goes out, lose a job, work another job, try to get back into it, go to engineering school because they told me that would help. It turned out to be a big fat lie because when you've already worked in it, why go to school? It doesn't matter. It's your network.
Exactly.
Is what really matters. And but anyhow, so after that, I go up to the radio station and actually was applying to be their engineer for the station. And at the time, I was smoking and drinking a lot, so I had this, like, really good raspy radio voice. And the general manager is like, hey, you got a pretty good voice. He's like, you want to do a little bit on air? And he sits there and reads the newspaper with me. And I do an hour on air live when I went up to interview for the bank to be the engineer. And after he puts the paper down, he goes, hey, that was pretty good. And all I did was read the artist, cue them in, cue them out. And, yeah, I mean, it was nothing. You know, if you heard it today, you'd be like, wow, this DJ sucks. But he thought there was something there, and he goes, if you can pitch me a show, and the program director and me like it, I'll give you 2 hours. And I pitched him. Well, ultimately, it became Airwaves Underground. It started off as, I can't remember what it was, like the Underground Sound or something. It was stupid. Stupid. But they bid on it, and then I changed it to Josh's Underground, and that was where it really gained some traction and became one of the bigger shows, and it was working. And then ultimately we rolled it into the Airwaves Underground, and then we spun off into, we had the Airwaves Underground and the Josh Air Show, which the Josh Air Show was a little more racy and more talky, where Airwaves Underground's more about the music, where the passion is and stuff. And yeah, that's the short version of how I got into it.
Wow.
The long version. It's okay! No, I'm joking. Not really.
Wow. Yeah, so you start off in like a crappy situation, and then you know, improved yourself and got up to where you are today.
I didn't really start in a crappy situation. Like, I am one of those, like, I was very, very lucky. Like, I had a high school band, and our buddy had the local recording studio, so he let us come record, and I got to learn the foundation of it. And then the guy that owned the studio in Nashville, my mom managed a bar. He was sitting there drinking, they were talking. I came up, and the 18-year-old, because my mom said, hey, Steve's up here, we're here, you should meet him. And I met him, and that's where he's like, come on down, and I'll give you a job. And I was like, all right. And I took him serious, because I'm an 18-year-old kid, and I didn't know any better, that it was just like fun bar banter. But I showed up, and the dude was super amazing and cool, and he like taught me how to do stuff. He hooked me up with gigs with a live sound company, and threw me out on the road, man. And I spent some time on wheels and going to places and carrying big ass heavy speakers and cables and all kinds of crazy stuff like that. But it wasn't a bad thing. It was a really good thing, and it was a really good humbling experience to like go, man, this is how these dudes get down. Those guys, roadies and stuff, man, they work their ass off, dude.
Yeah, no kidding. Like, people don't understand what all the work that radio hosts go through. Like, we go through a lot of behind the scenes work that no one sees, but we don't get the credit for it. We get all the perks and stuff, like that's lit, but like they don't like see all the behind the scenes stuff.
No, working the shows out and stuff like that was a lot of work, and it kicked my ass, dude. I mean, I had a lot of sleepless nights where I'm up all night planning the show for the next day, you know. And then once I started dealing with touring artists that were coming through and working with their management team to arrange scheduling, food, you know, I was a one-stop shop at that time. I handled everything. It wasn't until from 2012 until 2017, I was the one-stop shop. And in 2017 is where I became my own company and got a board of directors to handle stuff, because once we added in the music festival, it was too much. Like, you know, 190 acres, 60 performers on 4 stages. I was like, I can't do this by myself. So we put a great team together. I still can't get rid of that team. That year was just incredible. Everybody did such a bonkers good job. Oh, it was so awesome. But it's tough, man. That behind the scenes is what people don't know that you do. It's a job. It's work. You know, it's like, you know, you go to McDonald's or something, and it's like, oh, yeah, get fries and burger. You don't realize, hey, there's a guy back there calculating, you know, the COGS, cost of goods sold, trying to organize when it's coming in, when it's coming out. We got a payroll, all this stuff. You don't think about that when you're like, I need a $1 cheeseburger.
Yeah, like,
it's a good thing.
Yeah, nobody knows, like, how much work goes through. Like, you have to set the playlists up, you have to book the interviews, you have to get the music, you have to make the banners, you have to get all the promotions out, all the editing, like, a lot of stuff goes through. You know, I'm like you, like, with J-Man Radio, I had that thing for 5 years, man, and I took no day off other than, like, I took, like, maybe, like, a week off out of that 5 years of doing it. And
it just
got to the point where it got too much to handle, and I just decided to just quit it, and then I'll come back to it, you know, eventually. And here we are in 2021. I'm trying to get back up.
I love it, man. Yeah, I love we're both coming back to it at the same time. I think that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And I mean, it is the whole thing. When you worked for yourself and you're actually working in it instead of on it, it's a lot, man. It's time consuming because it's a passion deal. And mm-hmm. when you truly love and you're passionate about something, you'll put the extra sweat as equity into it. And that's the one thing that I've done. But I had to wise up and realize, you know, I can't be working in it all the time. I have to work on it instead and let other people work in it if I ever wanted to grow. And that was the takeoff point for me, which expanded into other things I did outside of it when I got out of it. I found out why work for it when I can make it work for me.
That's the
concept I live by now. Now we're doing the new thing, and it's more the passion deal. I'm not doing it for money or anything like that. I'm doing it like I don't have a single sponsor lined up. I have nothing lined up for it, which is exactly how I want it, because there are no expectations outside of my expectations of good community, and that's what I'm looking forward to with the new ones. Just do it because you love it, and if it goes,
it does
like the other, where you turn it into something, we'll cross that bridge then. But I'm just gonna do it because I like talking to musicians, and I like cutting up with people. And yeah, I mean, you know this better than most. I mean, once you wind me up, I'm like the freaking Energizer Bunny. Don't go. I don't shut up.
Yeah, that's how I am. Like, once you get me started, I can't shut up. But like back before anyone knew who I was so shy. To he would say he would never become a radio host or anything like that. Like, it got to that point where I was so shy, I didn't want to talk to nobody about why I'm in a wheelchair or nothing. Like, I had my mom do all that stuff, my aides at school do all that stuff. Like, I wouldn't say nothing. Like, I wouldn't even talk on the phone. I still don't like talking on the phone to like people that I need to talk to. Like I hate talking to like government people and people like that. Like I hate it. So I just let my mom do it for now until I get the balls enough to go ahead and do it. But no, I can do the radio show all day. I can do this podcast and talk to people all day. But talking on the phone, no, that's not my thing. Man, you are talking on the phone right now, but it's different. It's different when it's like someone that you don't care nothing about.
Yeah, it's that whole thing. You know, you get two buddies just ranting. I mean, that's what me and you, we're doing, and this is what I want. I'm excited for the new show to be. It's me just talking to buddies about whatever the heck we see. Like that's what it's all about, man. Just having a conversation, and that's what I love about it. That's what I love about what we do. Is we do it's our job to make people not shut up.
Yep.
Just keep talking. It doesn't matter what it's about. Just keep talking. And, you know, because sometimes it's going to be stupid. And I'll go on these, like, 30-minute runs of saying nothing. It's talking about toilet selfies or something like that. But then we'll touch on something profound at some point in there that's like, oh, man, I'm really taking away something from this conversation. And that's when I know that it's, you know, it's doing what I want to do. I can make dick and fart jokes, but at the same time, I can learn something and grow as an individual. That happens from open dialogue and conversation. And that's what I can't wait to keep doing.
Me too, man. Me too. What is one thing that you can say that no one knows about?
One thing that nobody knows about?
Yeah.
About me?
Yeah.
Or in general?
About you.
About me, something no one knows about me. There's a lot, bro. Like, I don't put much out personally about me.
Yeah, you're you're a pretty private guy.
Yeah, I'm on a show. Like when I go out and talk, it's the persona, you know. It's the Josh that everybody. When I say everybody, I mean, nobody really ever listened to me. So, I mean, this is for Josh that the few listeners I had. About me, man, let's see. Spend some time in car sales.
That's cool.
Nothing big, but, I used to manage hotels.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Man, not really. Hang on. I'm a little more interesting.
Made you think about that one.
I'll tell you, here's something. I can't eat beef or pork.
Huh.
I got bit by a tick, and from the tick, I developed an allergy, and now in 2016, and from that point on, I've not been able to eat beef or pork. So there you go. There's something nobody really knows.
That's weird. That's a weird thing.
Yeah, I know. Screw those little guys.
The Tennessee
Ticks. You
ever
love steak? I love steak. I can't have steak anymore, those little bastards.
You can't have steak no more? Oh, my gosh.
No. No beef, no pork, bro.
Oh, man.
I can't drink a glass of milk either.
No milk either?
No, but I can eat cheese. But I can't eat a lot of cheese. I can eat, like, small amounts of it.
Dang.
But, the thing called Alpha-Gal disease, and this damn tick gave it to me.
This tick had it and gave it to you.
Yep.
Wow.
A tick bite.
Wow.
Yep. It sucks, man. I don't recommend it. Unless you're trying to lose weight. And then I recommend it because I lost like 40-something pounds. Because my diet completely had to flip on its head.
I gotta have my meat. Like, that's a thing. Like, I love my steak. I love my hamburgers.
Yeah, it's not. See, I love it. I eat a lot of chicken. I eat a lot of chicken and
chicken,
a lot of fish.
Yeah,
and
chicken, fish, yeah.
Turkey, fast.
Yeah.
Oh, I love turkey.
Yeah, we eat a lot of fish here, too. And chicken and mashed potatoes and macaroni and cheese. Like, we have all that stuff here. Like, it's good. My mom is still a good cook. She's getting up there in her age, but she's still a good cook. And, man.
How you feel about that, Mom?
That never gets old to have your mom cook for you.
Oh, man. I tell you, my mom makes fish sticks. That's her thing. They're amazing too. I mean, they're easy to do, but there's just
cheesecakes, homemade cake. Like, she makes this bomb ass like fruit pizza for my birthday every year, and it's so good. Like, it's to die for.
So my wife, she makes turkey, like does it in like the crock pot. She'll marinate it or brine it or whatever they do for like 24 hours, and she cooks it, and it'd be the juiciest, most tender turkey ever. Oh, it's so good. Oh man, yeah, I love it. As I, like, in fact, when we're doing this interview, I'm actually picking up my mom. I'm actually sitting in the parking lot now to pick her up, and we're going to eat pizza.
Hey, that's good. That's cool.
Yeah, you said that, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do that. Yeah, that's
going to
be awesome.
Nice. So, what's...
get some beer for the pizza, you know?
So, what's new with you other than the radio stuff?
Well, I'm actually I'm working with a company called Next Gen Roofing Systems. And it's a startup company, and we're working on it, helping people replace and fix roofs on their homes and businesses. And that's it's really fun. And the guy I'm working with, Tim Gannon, is freaking insane. He's a master roofer, and I don't get on a roof. I'm not a man's man by any means. Like, I'm not on a roof. I'm not hammering stuff or anything like that.
Yeah.
But the business formula and business development. So doing that, and that's it's a lot of fun, man. I was over at their place yesterday. We're plotting out the next stages in it, and I really am enjoying that. It's that thing, you know, you do things for money and you do things for passion. Well, the Next Gen Roofing Systems is the way that I can feed my family. And so it's a fun thing that we're getting going, and it's pretty cool. And shoot, got to hang with my brother. I don't know if you remember Dylan or not. He's been on a few shows, did a few videos for us, but he's rocking socks, man. His musicianship's insane, and saw him this weekend, and he's got his band Iguanodon, and they're rolling like crazy, just amazing funky music. It's awesome. And I've been going over to Muddy Mountain Records and playing with Memphis Wilcox, and so he's been writing new tunes and helping with some bass lines for that. And his album is out now. You need to check it out. You need to check out, it's called Where Are All the Outlaws, and it's Memphis Wilcox. It's an amazing album, and he just dropped that thing last year, I believe, and he's already working on the next one, but it's sweet, and he's got a couple music videos out for it, and he's kind enough to put me in one of the music videos, so there's a second of it. You see me, I'm there, but only for a second.
Yeah, that's how I am. I was in a music video, but just for like 2 seconds, you know.
It's the money time slide. If you're in it for more than 5 seconds, you've been in it too long.
Yep. And I wasn't even getting paid for it.
I'll tell you another one you need to check out is Zach Joseph. I used to spin his old album. He just dropped a new album.
Oh, yeah.
And it's picking up some serious traction, man. You need to check it out. The new music video for the song High just dropped the other day, and it's good. And he's blowing up in the Nashville scene.
That's good.
To not be country music and blowing up under there in the independent world, awesome. And he's doing some cool things. I'm super stoked for him. And I think he's on tour right now. I believe he's up in New York, or if he just finished a New York round or something. I don't know. But yeah, dude, there's a lot of cool things happening, man. Like Ferris and the Wheels, the group I used to play with. Well,
they're great.
Guitar player for he's out with Cody Jinks playing guitar with him now, and doing the country run there. And he's playing some big events, so I'm stoked for him. And I think he's got some new music. Him and his brother got some new music coming out. So getting into it, dude. There's so much cool stuff happening in the music world right now.
What's that one song I used to have you play a lot? I can't think of who sings it, though. Man.
I have no idea. There's a bunch of
them. I would have to go back and listen to the shows to see which one.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I need to go back and listen to a bunch of those old shows too, and be like, okay, this is what we're doing, this is what we're not doing. I can go critique it, like, oh, that was dumb, why would I do that?
Yeah, Like I went on YouTube and I found our interview that I did on your show. So I was like, I'm gonna put it with my other interviews playlist and like have it on there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know what you need to do is like when you're done, when we're done with this, you need to shoot me a Facebook message and send me a link to everything. Like so that way I can find it all, man. I'd love to go back through and listen to a bunch of your old shows and just check it all out again and get myself pumped and psyched for everything. And,
yeah.
I'm like on cloud nine now talking to you. I'm just like, yeah.
You should listen to like all my podcast episodes because all my interviews have been really good. Like I know that you love how I do my how I do my interviews, and I have improved a lot since 2015, 16, whatever it was.
Yeah, dude. No, man. I mean, that's what you do. You get better. You drive. That's how you rock and sock them, you know?
And everyone is, like, digging it. Like, I love it. Like, I don't see myself, like, quitting this podcast anytime soon. And, like, even, like...
Hey, you know, the joy about the podcast is you can do what you want to do, too. I've got all these restrictions on me.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's more freedom with the podcast. That's why I wanted to start it up. And since that guy said I'm too raw for his station, like I wanted to, okay, fine, I'll go do my own podcast and just be raw on there. Like,
I'll tell you, that's the one thing I love about the new one is like, if I want to talk about dead hookers, I can. Like,
yeah.
Before when I talked about them, they wanted to find me and they griped at me, and I was like, I mean, I can't talk about
a
dead hooker. That was in the back of your car.
My audience is mostly men. It's like 48% men.
Women, screw
them,
they all suck.
I got like 26% women listen to this.
Except for those 26%, they're all right.
Yeah, they're all right.
All women suck, except for the ones that listen to the show. They're cool. You're cool, ladies.
Like, everyone else is men. It's like,
good work out.
I dig it.
So what, you guys on MySpace or something?
Yeah. It beats what I was getting, you know?
Yeah. Dude, no, that's awesome. Like, I don't even remember what our targets were. It was more masculine. Like, we had a few women listeners, but we had a lot more call in from men. I remember there near the end, I was getting like this one guy would call me every week and be like, when the hell did this turn into a talk show? I go, December 12th or December 3rd, 2012. He's like, oh, yep. And it happened like clockwork every week on FM. And I'm like, all right, I'm burning down.
Yep. It's crazy.
Yeah, man. Jordan, dude, this has been awesome, man, and I hate to
say
scoop, but I'm supposed to pick up my mom about 15 minutes ago, or right at 15 minutes ago, I'm so happy that you interviewed me, man. I'm so pumped you're getting it going again, and I can't wait to hear it, and I can't wait to share all my new stuff with you, too, because I want your criticism, your feedback, because I respect it, dude, and I look forward to
hearing everything that's like, going on. You know that I love your show, like, I love all your shows, like, it's great. Like I call you one of the original gangsters of J-Man Radio.
Right. The old guy.
Yeah, the old guy. Yeah.
You're like, God,
so
I'm old.
Yeah, but after we get done with this, I will send you all my stuff. Like I am even producing like stop motion Lego movies, like really nice stop motion movies. Dope. So I'm doing that now too, and yeah, I did some rapping a little bit. I have like three songs out, but you know that's all I can do. Okay. I can't really sing.
I'll check it all out.
Yeah,
I will definitely check it all out. Please send it.
I did a song about about radio, and it's like wow. And it's like a diss track to all my haters. That thing was popping off the Spotify charts like crazy. Then this radio song is like one of my top songs on there. It's just wild.
That's dope, dude. Hey, congratulations, man. That's awesome.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I will definitely send you all my stuff. If you could leave this interview with some really good advice, what would it be?
Oh, man, that'd be go to airwaves.net, AYERWAPES.net, and check out the Airwaves Underground show. That'd be a lot good. That'd be the No, like, dude, I don't know. I don't have good advice. Advice is, it's good to have mentors and advice and stuff like that. But yeah. I don't know if I have any. I guess if I had to say something, it would be, dude, just keep doing. Like, it doesn't matter. Just do it for passion. Do it for love. That's it. Like, if there's one thing I've learned, it's the second that I start doing things for money that I realized, you know what? When I do it because I love it, it's so much better.
Yep.
If it's brown, drink it down.
What was that?
What's the old Homer Simpson thing? If it's brown, drink it down.
If it's brown, drink it down.
Talking about the water. Yeah, if the water it can't drink it down. It's black, send it back.
That's
like,
great.
I can't. I need to go watch Homer Simpson.
What should the title be for this podcast episode? Because I always like to have a really cool title with the guests that matches with what we talk about. So I'm
OG
trying to think
means
of.
You're old.
Huh?
women.
Women.
God, we hate them.
You know you hate them. I'll come with something. Where can people follow you at?
Airwaves.net, AYERWAVES.net. That'll get you the website. It's being built now. There's generic stuff up, it's going. Or you can always find on Instagram at Airwaves Music, AYERWAVESMUSIC, Airwaves Music at Instagram, and that'll get you up to date. Mostly, I suck at all that stuff. I'm not good at staying up on it, but if I stay up anywhere, it'd be Instagram. And of course I'll have somebody doing the website, so once the shows are going, it'll stay up to date. And we're gonna do audio and video, and then we're gonna have live concerts on it too, so that's gonna be dope.
That's gonna be really dope.
We'll see where it's going. Like I said, I'm rolling into this next gen roofing systems. Excited to do that as well, and of course working with Memphis Wilcox at Muddy Mountain Records. Muddy Mountain Records has been super cool. They gave me a bass guitar, which is dope, and looking forward to working on his new album. Dude, definitely go check out the Where Are the Outlaws album. Like, everybody go on Spotify and stream it. It's pretty cool. He did an excellent job, man, producing it up, and he got world class musicians. Like, for some reason, I get to play with all these amazing artists. And he's like, you're going to be the bass. I was like, hey, do you see who's over here on horns and who's on piano? I'm like, I don't know if I'm good enough to be on this thing. And he's like, you'll be fine. Just play it. And I was like, all right, you're the man. I got you. It turned out bonker good. He did awesome, dude. But definitely check it out. And
awesome.
I look forward to everything we got going on. And, we're talking about doing another, maybe down the line, working on another, festival deal. So if we end up doing that, I'm going to let you know about that, too. And, we'll somehow tie you in to interview some people and stuff like that if you want to do it.
Yeah,
get
that'd be cool.
Up at the thing.
Man.
I mean, outside of that, we just rock and sock 'em robots and keep punching.
You definitely got to come here, and see me.
Dude,
it's been way too long.
Yeah,
we got to meet in person sometime.
Oh, dude, when the getting good, we'll get on it.
Yeah. Like, it's hard for me to travel because it's hard to get a wheelchair on a plane and, go. They should have that better, but they don't. Like, it's hard people to get on planes now, so.
Just road trip it. We just bought a van because we got the kids and stuff, and it's got the TV in the back. Let me tell you, oh my lord. I don't like to, brain freeze my kids, but when you're going on a long trip and you can throw in a DVD or something, a cartoon, and they don't say a word for 3 hours. It's like, ha ha, we win.
Ha ha, we did it. All right, man. Well, Jordan, it's been lit.
Because I gotta do what?
I said it's been lit.
Dude, it has been fire, like crazy.
Fire.
I appreciate, man. This has been fun. Send me those links, dude, and let's stay in touch a lot better than we have in the past.
Yeah, man. Yeah, let's do it. Let's not be strangers.
All right, homie.
And don't all be right, a buddy, dick, like right? Let's not be a dick.
Yeah, don't be a dick. The old Rocket Man thing. Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
As that's valued life, that should have been my life lesson.
That should be on. Like, that should, hey, be on. Yes, that should be like on a t-shirt. Don't be a dick.
Just be cool, brah.
Be cool, brah.
Yeah. Jordan, my man, I will catch you later, homie.
Yeah, man. Peace out, man.
See you, brother.
See ya.
Yeah.
Deuces. Man, guys, that was Josh Ayres from formerly known as host of the Josh Ayres Show and all that stuff. He's a cool cat. He said the same thing for me when I was on his show. So I'm going to say the same thing for him, too. He's a cool cat. Go check out his stuff. You will not be disappointed. His old shows are so freaking cool. Like, hilarious. Like, he's raw. Like, you thought that I was raw? No. He's more raw than I am on his old shows. You gotta go check it out. Go to airwaves.net. I think that's what he said. And check out his stuff. I will link all his information in the description down below. Follow me on social media at JordanNatterHost on Twitter and Instagram. I might start back up my Facebook page. I'm not really sure yet. It depends if you guys really want to follow me on Facebook. You can go ahead and do that if you want. You don't really have to. I will make a page, do a poll or something, but I'll stick with Twitter and Instagram for now. You can follow the Talkcast on Facebook and Instagram at the Talkcast. Well, I think one is Talkcast Podcast, so go check out that. All links are down below. And like I always say, from me to you, believe in yourself and you'll go far in life. And I love you guys so much. Thanks for all the love and support. Make sure to rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and review us to your podcast buddies. And spread the love and spread the word about the Talkcast, because it is a great ass show and it's going to get even better as time goes by. This season 4 is nothing like season 5, you know, or season 6 or season 7. So we're going to keep on going with these awesome podcast episodes and talk to cool people, and it's going to be awesome. So sit back and relax. Enjoy the show and take some happy pills and let's dig it. I'll see you guys in the next episode, which will be with one of the artists that I booked. Not sure which one. I think the one from Australia. I'm supposed to do that tomorrow or Wednesday. Not too sure which day yet. The time difference is wacky. He hasn't got back in touch with me yet to do what time to do that. So we'll see. That actually might be like a late night show or an early morning show. I mean, it could be either or. We'll see how that goes. But yeah, good luck, everything. Take care, guys, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye!
We hope you enjoyed that episode of the Talkcast Podcast. If you did, make sure to rate us 5 stars and subscribe to the podcast and follow the Talkcast all over social media to stay updated in the loop on Facebook at the Talkcast and Instagram at Talkcast Podcast. Thank you so much for listening to the Talkcast Podcast.